Welcome to the 2017 BC Beer Awards and Festival. Let's have a big hand for everybody. I'd like to thank everyone for being here. My name is Dan Burritt. I am the host of CBC Vancouver News at 6.
You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network. Hi, this is Mike of Mike's Craft Beer. On October 21st, 2017, we celebrated the 8th annual British Columbia Beer Awards at the Croatian Cultural Center in Vancouver. The BC Beer Awards and Beer Festival celebrate the best beer in the business being made locally in our province. This year we had some great surprises and some old favorites winning awards. I will now leave you with the audio from the event, a mix of both the award calls and short interviews. Cheers, and we hope you enjoy this latest episode.
It's timely, it's appropriate, and God knows he would have had a fucking awesome time here tonight. And if all been listening to his music throughout the week, you've been crying, you've been drinking, you've been enjoying his memory, which will live on. Ladies and gentlemen, raise your glass to Gord Downie. Woo! Starting with the International Lager, 34 entries. In third place, Premium Pilsner from Strathcona Beer Company. In second place, Red Pilsner from Steel and Oak Brewing Company. And number one, Bomber Pilsner from Bomber Brewing. All right, to the German Pale Lager, 27 entries. Number three, Kingmaker from Brass Neck Brewery. Number two, Ridge Runner Pilsner from Backcountry Brewing. And number one, Craft Lager from Parallel 49.
Matt Heumann from West Coast Canning.
You guys are a mobile canning unit. You deal with a lot of the breweries here in BC. Maybe tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so what we do is provide an all-in-one packaging solution for craft breweries, allowing them to get into cans, opening up that market for them. We're canning three different sizes right now, 355 mil, 473 mil, and 500 mil.
Awesome.
And also providing shrink sleeve cans as well, so supplying those both here in BC, out to Alberta, and down south in the States as well.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So you've been in BC for how many years now?
It's been 4 years now.
4 years?
Yeah.
And now you've expanded to Alberta?
You bet, yeah. So next month we're going to be permanently stationed out in Alberta, saving our guys the trip of driving a day there and a day back. So really looking forward to building that market out as well. We've been canning there now for 2 years, but excited to have our own permanent operation there.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
In the Kolsch, 12 entries. Number three, Cool Daddy Kolsch from Callister Brewing Company. Number two, Kolsch from Dome's Craft Brewing. And number one, Analog 78 from Phillips Brewing and Malting Company. Right, to the Amber of Dark European Beers, 19 entries. We have number three, Red Racer Across the Nation Collaboration, Wide Open Spaces, Heather Beer from Central City Brewers and Distillers. Number two, Dark Lager from Steel and Oak Brewing Company. And number one, Backroads Brewing, Markson from Backroads Brewing Company.
All right, with Evan from Donescott Brewing Company. What are you guys pouring today?
We've got our Kolsch and our Saftik Fruit, which is a lightly salted lager done with guava, mango, and passion fruit.
Damn, where did that one come from? What was the inspiration?
It's actually a collab brew with Ravens Brewing. Basically wanted to do a lager and I wanted to put some salt in it, and Ravens had the brilliant idea of trying to get the character of like the juicy, super popular hops, but not instead of from the hops, from the fruit themselves. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys are a really small nano brewery. But you've also got cans now. You want to talk about that quickly?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so we just made the jump into contract brewing with Factory. So we have our three cores and one seasonal with them. Just starting and getting a little bigger, expanding out throughout British Columbia, and it feels good.
That's awesome. And you've got a mixed pack called the Happy Pack. What's the explanation behind that?
I don't know. We're trying to figure out a name, and I don't know. The 8-pack of Steamworks always makes me happy, literally. And we were running through, and I just sputtered it out as a joke.
Yeah.
And then everyone laughed, and we're like, yeah, so that's how it's going to be. She's like, okay, nice. Awesome.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Cheers. Thanks.
Cheers, buddy.
From the German beach here, we have 18 entries. Namaste. KPU, Vice Grip from KPU Brewing. Cheers. Number two, Roundhouse Wheat from Yale Town Brewing Company. And number one, the Half a Bison from the 101 Brewhouse and Distillery. To the British Bears, 21 entries. Number three, Nelson, Hot Goat Organic Session RB from Nelson Brewing Company. Come on up here. Also come up here. Number two, Tickety Boo from the Twin City Brewing Company. And number one, the Organic Pale Ale from Forbidden Brewing. Down to the British Pale Ale Awards, 18 entries. British Pale, huh. Number three, Eldorado Golden Ale from Back Roads Brewing Company. Get up here. Oh, and closing behind, Bomber Pale Ale from Bomber Brewing. And number one, Tasman from Lighthouse Brewing Company. Moving on to the British entries, we have the British Brown Ale. 33 entries in this category. Number three, Robert Schweikel from Parallel 49. Number two, Raven Green Ale from Harmony Brewing. And number one, Shake Your Paw Smoke Porter, Yellow Bar Brewing.
I'm Jordan Foss from Steel and Oak Brewing Company.
So you guys, you cleaned up pretty well this year. How many awards did you win?
We won 6 this year, so it's our best year for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was your favorite award out of all of them?
You know what? We were pretty proud to win for, we got second place for Towers and Trains, which is an Earl Grey IPA. And we're not really a brewery that does a lot of IPAs, so to get something for that is always kind of cool when it's not in your wheelhouse. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm always proud of Dark Lager. It's the third year in a row that it's won an award. So it's just kind of we call it the most consistent beer that we obviously have because it just always seems to do really well at these things. And we're really proud about it, so yeah.
That's awesome. What do you guys bring today to pour?
We brought our collab that we did with Four Winds, the Fraser, which is a pale ale with Sac Trois, Amateur Spice, and some Cashmere Fresh Hops. Smash Pilsner, Rogenbeisen, which won an award tonight and last year as well. And Smoked Honey Doppelbock, which we bring to every BC Beer Awards, so it's kind of our good luck beer. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it, man.
To the Scottish and Irish Ale, 13 entries in this month. Number three, Shortland Stout, Dry Stout from Callister Brewing Company. Number two, Renfrew Red Ale from Soup Roast and Sire Brewing. Number one, the Wee Scotch, the Angry Scotch Ale from Castle Green. British Stouts, we have 20 entries in this category. Number three, Galeche from Twin Sails Brewing. Number two, Nelson Blackheart Oatmeal Stout from Nelson Brewing Company. And number one, the Chocolate Milk Stout from Hearthstone Brewing.
Andres Amaya with Andina Brewing Company.
You guys won an award today. What did you win for?
Especially IPA with the Ocaso. So it was a... Third place.
So what's special about that beer?
It was made with the spruce tips from the what do you call it, the pine trees.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, what's your background again? Where do you come from?
We are Colombian. Yeah, grew up in Colombia. Left Colombia when we were like about, I was 16 when I left. I've been in Canada for about 20 years, so yeah.
Now, all your beers kind of go back to Colombia. What makes them special? Like, what do you add to them to have kind of that Colombian spirit?
Most of our beers are made with Chilean malts. We're the first brewery in Canada to use Chilean malts. So that it's, you know, the malt itself gives it a little distinctive flavor. But because of the Colombian heritage, South American beers are never the ABV in the beers are never high.
Yeah.
They're really sessionable beers, 4.3, 4.5 tops in South America. So we wanted to make beers that were crappiers, but not high on alcohol volumes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Really sessionable, easy to drink, but exactly. Lots of flavor.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
Your average, boring South American beer. Some with a little more.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we wanted to.
Nice. Yeah. Do you have anything coming out in the future here?
Well, we're going to can the milk stout coming up next Friday. We're going to can our milk stout in tall cans. So that's coming up. And then stay tuned for a guava saison.
Nice.
That we're doing. And a couple other specialty beers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
To the strong beers now. 15 entries in this category. Number 3, Slim Booster Imperial Red IPA from Bridge Brewing. Number 2, Baltic from Steel and Oak Brewing Company. And number 1, Woolly Bucker from Cow Sound Brewing. To the fruit beers now. Oh, only 50 entries in this category. Number 3, Corvus Lingonberry Lime Goza from Ravens Brewing Company. Followed closely behind by Jose Ed. Ravens Raspberry Hefeweizen from Ravens Brewing Company. And number 1, Anno 2016.
Right here. Introduce yourself.
Oh, no. Kevin Fulton, Silver Valley Brewing.
So this is your first year at a brewery. How is it so far in the BC?
So far, so good. We were getting good reception. It's a lot. There's a lot of people and everything, but so far, so good. I'm really enjoying it.
Nice. I mean, you guys just opened, basically. How's the reception been in Maple Ridge?
So far, so good. Our grand opening day, we had lineups. There's people waiting for about 45 minutes to get a growler fill, and we opened at 11 a.m. We closed at 11 p.m., and we're at capacity the entire time, so... Very good first day, and so far, very good first month.
That's awesome. So Maple Ridge has been really receptive then to the third brewery.
Yep, very receptive to the third brewery, and I think being right downtown in downtown Maple Ridge kind of really helped. We got a lot of foot traffic and everything from other events that happen downtown.
Nice.
And other restaurants that are downtown. So
that's awesome. What's been your best-selling beer so far?
That's tough to say because we run out of a lot of beer really fast. Anything with an IPA at the end of it, and actually our rye porter has been going over very, very well.
Nice.
So,
well,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Congratulations on opening.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cheers.
To the specialty fruit beers now, 22 categories. Number 3, Atomic Cherry Tart Cherry Ale from Death Frog. Number 2,
Mike's awesome.
Mega Destroyer from Cow Sound Brewing. And number 1, Go Get It Ginger Lime Goza from Yellow Dog. To the Spice Herb and Vegetable Beers now, 39 entries. Number 3, Roselle from Steel and Oak Brewing Company. Number 2, Towers and Trains from Steel and Oak Brewing Company. And Alakazam from Parallel 49. Now to the Smoke and Wood Age Beer, 34 entries. Number 3, Russian Imperial Stout from Parallel 49. Parallel, just stay up here, actually. Just collect that one. We also have Tonic Carpano Beer Aperitif from Powell Brewery. And number 1, Oktoberfest Flammen Beer from Swans Brewery and White Sails Brewing Collaboration. To the historical beers. 14 entries. Number 3, Broken Muffin Steel and Oak Brewing Company. Number 2, No Greater from Brass Man. And number 1, the Gozo and Peach Grand Island Brewing.
Sure. Hey, I'm Chris from Kettle River Brewing up in Kelowna, BC.
You're down here at the BC Beer Awards. What do you guys bring down to share with the people here?
We've got two beers today. We've got our flagship Loose Canoe IPA. It's malt forward, tons of Simcoe, lots of citrus, juice, stone fruit, and then a specialty beer that we made just for a cask event up in Kelowna last week. It's a Cinnabon Imperial White Stout, the pastry stout. It's got vanilla, it's got cinnamon, it's got toasted pecans, it's got lots of lactose, sweet, so you get that icing flavor, and yeah, something fun.
That was really tasty. I had a little bit earlier. For the people of Vancouver here, why should they come up and check you guys out in Kelowna? I mean, I know why, but...
Yeah, just to see what we're working with. For us specifically, we're super small. We change our taps every week. We've got like 12, 200-liter fermenters, so every week you'd expect a different beer and different seasonals, and, you know, we're always trying new things, so yeah, if you want to go spend, you know, Kelowna's very beautiful. It's a good place to go vacation at, and we got lots of beers to keep you motivated.
Totally agree. I mean, you guys are mostly growler filled, but you also do bottles, right?
Yeah, we do like our flagship bottles, so our Loose Canoe IPA. We do a chocolate milk stout, and then about every 3 months we do a Saison as well.
That's awesome. And you even have a barrel age series, right?
Yeah. We just released a barrel age Saison. It was a year in French oak, and then we cut it with a fresh Saison and re-fermented it on dark cherry puree. And that just came out 3 weeks ago, I guess.
Nice.
So we're doing some barrel stuff too when we can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
This message appears now. 18 entries. Number 3, the Anniversary Sour Raspberry. Oh, we have the honorable mention. My apologies. We didn't close the minute. Anniversary Sour Raspberry Nut Brown Ale from Dent Frog Brewery. Number 2, the Launchpad Belgian Inspired Rye Ale from White Tooth Brewing Company. And number 1, Double Seeker Probation Double Sticker Arthia from Farmer Brewing. Honorable mention goes to the Gin and Lime Pilsner from Hubbles and Warlock, Craftworks. North American Light Beer, 33 entries. Number 3, Caramel Blonde from Pacific Western Brewing. Number 2, Nelson Hooligan Organic Pilsner from Nelson Brewing Company. And number 1, Red Truck Lager from Red Truck Beer. To the American Blonde Ales now, 17 entries. Number 3, Tofino Blonde Ale from Tofino Brewing Company. Number 2, 107 Blonde from Faculty Brewing. Right there, right there. And number 1, Aerosmith Blonde from Mount Aerosmith Brewing Company. To the North American Pale Ale now, 60 entries. Honorable mention goes to Duke Chilling Pale Ale. Everyone's favorite. Number 3, Sky Pilot from House Sound Brewing. Number 2, Dave Wink from Twin Sails Brewing. And the winner of this category, Trailbreaker Pale Ale from Backcountry Brewing.
My name's Danny Seaton. I'm the production manager at Vancouver Island Brewing.
Perfect. So you guys have been going through a lot of changes in the last year or so. How's it been now with the new ownership and everything?
New ownership's been great. I got brought in October last year, almost a year ago today. And I got brought in to run the production side of things and do recipe development. So all the recipe changes, whether or not you like them, it's my fault.
Maybe can you talk about some of the new recipes, what you guys have got coming out right now?
Yeah, so right now we released in September Royston Rye IPA. Kind of our fall seasonal IPA. We also brought up Herminator, as the classic beer is. We didn't really change the recipe much. Since the new ownership, we've upgraded our base malt quality. We use Superior Pils from Canada Malting now, and we've changed our lager yeast. So that's pretty much the only two changes on Herminator. Produced quite a bit this year. We released it a little bit earlier to try and make sure we could get it everywhere. We had some distribution issues last year, and the new single point distribution for the government stores has been a looming problem for a lot of the industry.
I believe it, yeah.
And then we also did a red wine barrel age version of the Herminator. It's a new special version. It's 30 years anniversary of that beer being made. It's made for 30 years, which is mind-boggling.
Yeah. And it's really tasty. It's got a lot of the red wine notes, but it's still got the Permanator flavor there, right?
Well, it's a lot of fun doing the blending with the brewers. It's the first barrel-aged beer that the brewery's ever done. Since 1984, they've never done a barrel-aged beer.
That's insane. Well, is that going to pick up a little bit maybe in the future?
We're going to do one every year. I love doing barrel-aging. I did a lot of it at my previous brewery, and that's going to be something we're definitely going to keep going for the future.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
The North American Amber Ale Market has 25 entries. Number three, Brassneck Ale from Brassneck Brewery. Number two, Coastal Common from Whistler Brewing Company. And number one, Steamworks Aroma Red Ale from Steamworks Brewing Company. Come on up here. To the North American Dark Beers now, 25 entries in this category. Number three, Darkside, Fuggles, and Warlock Craftworks. Number two, Palmer Russian Imperial Stout from Palmer Brewing. Number one, Straight Flexin from Trendsale. To the North American IPA now, only 82 entries in this category. Parkside Motel number three from Parkside Brewery.
I'm Dan from Fuggles and Warlock.
So you guys won an award today. What'd you win for?
We won bronze for our Darkside Russian Imperial Stout.
Nice, it's a really good beer. When's the next batch come out?
We're brewing it next week, so you'll see it sometime in December.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you guys you do a lot of really geeky inspired beers. Do you have anything coming out soon?
Yeah, we got our Icarus Mosaic Saison coming out in a week to a week and a half. And pretty soon we'll have our Kiwami Plum Sour in six-pack cans. We're pretty excited about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We're going to have that year-round.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
Cool, because you don't have a lot of your sours.
No, this is our first sour that we'll have year-round. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
And you guys, you don't only have your beer locally. You guys send it out far and wide. Where can people find your beers?
Right now, you can find our beers in South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, Philippines, and in Brazil.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, congratulations to expanding all over the world.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Cheers, Mike.
To the Imperial IPAs now. 16. We have an honorable mention for Hopnotist for Parallel 49 Broken. Let's give a round of applause. Number three, Beach Week from Twin Sales Brewing. Number two, Kicking In Sneakers from Twin Sales Brewing and Boombox Collaboration. Just send one of your reps up here, seriously, on each. And number one, that's your bag for Twin Sales! To the Saisons in 32 categories here. Time for the number three, Vancouver Mirror Festival Single Hop Cassette from Main Street Brewing. C-Rock Center from Mount Aerosmith Brewing Company. And the number one, Lake City Farmhouse from Daniel The Belgian Strong and Trappist Ales now. So now we're heading for 23 entries. Number three, Black Dog Quad from Red Collar Brewing.
Yeah, my name is Amin Sidhu. I'm one of the co-founders of Happy Brewing, based out of Oxford.
So, your beers are a little different than most breweries. Where do you get the inspiration for your beer?
Really, our inspiration comes from trying to blend East Coast, so Indian flavors, with West Coast style of beers.
That's awesome. What are some of the beers you got on the market right now?
Right now we got a Mango Bango Hefeweizen, so it's traditional hef. We use Alfonso mangoes, native to India, and you know, that's one of our little twists on it, like an Indian twist. And then our other beer that we have on tap right now and in bottles is our coriander pale ale, which uses cracked coriander seeds throughout the brewing process.
Nice. And you were saying that you got a new beer kind of in the works right now?
Yeah, so we're test batching right now with chocolate chili stout. So Paul, my business partner, his dad was actually growing Indian chilies.
Nice.
In the garden, we had a bunch left over, so we're trying to figure out what we could do with them. And it should be ready in about a week or so here, just around tap in the tasting room, kind of get everybody's feedback, and then we'll see what we'll do with it.
You guys are brewing out of Raven's Brewing Company. How's that collaboration going?
It's unreal. Honestly, Raven's has been phenomenal to us. Nothing but good things to say about those guys there, and they've been nothing but supportive for us. It's really about us just trying to find our own location and move out and start being our own standalone brewery soon.
That's awesome. So people want to find your beer, they can find it at Raven's Brewing Company in Abbotsford or in liquor stores recently. Locally?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in Crosstown Liquor in Vancouver. We're slowly coming out more into GVRD, but we're in Abbotsford, Langley, Chilliwack, and all over the Okanagan Valley. So we're kind of spread out, but we're slowly coming into the GVRD.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, and hopefully you got some more beers out on the market.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Now time for some mixed fermentation action. 46 entries in this category. With an honorable mention to Wild Gin Saison from R&B Brewing. Let's hear it for that. Now, to number three. Tempest Carbine 2017 from Moon Underwater Brewery. Number two, Brent IPA from Lupo Brewing. Number one, the Renard. From Strange to Wild Specialty Beers now, only 37 have entries in this one. Number three, Dino Sour from Phillips Brewing and Malting Company. Oh look, Daggerad's bundle again. To wit, number two! And number one, Little Redwood from Strange. It's now time for the Dan Small Homebrew Award. This is showcasing the next generation of tastemakers. This award dedicated to Dan Small, who mentored many homebrewers in this room with a passion and an endless love of craft beer. So raise your glass and his daughter to Dan Small right now, please. This includes a pack and a $100 gift card to Dan's Homebrew Supply. And the winner is... Brian Major from Smash Bills with Best Spot Mosaic Hop.
I'm Darren Hollett from Hearthstone Brewery.
So you guys won another award this year. What did you win?
We did. We won first place for our chocolate milk stout, which of all the beers, that was honestly the one which we were hoping for most.
Yeah, it's a really tasty one.
Thank you.
What do you guys have going on these days? Anything new coming up?
Yep. We're just about to release next week our pre-prohibition porter, which we brewed in collaboration with Burnside.
That's a really good collaboration there.
Yeah, that was awesome. They're good guys. And we, so pre-prohibition porter, so we use a bit of corn in it, ferments it a little bit colder, so it's nice, clean. And then we used maple syrup covered figs, which we roasted in our wood burning pizza oven and tossed that in the boil. It's very subtle on that. A lot of it got fermented out, but there's still a little bit of notes of figs and maple syrup.
I can taste a little bit of the beer here.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, we're also pouring our tiny little tart, which we have back on tap and then in cans as well. We're going to keep that on as a core. So we'll have a dry hop sour. We use Equinaut and 907 in it. Nice. So we'll keep that on consistently. Yeah.
Do you have any more seasonals coming up that are some people should look out for? Yeah. Or like, still secret right now?
One which is still kind of secret, but I'll tell you about it, is we're going to have a dark sour. So nice. Yeah, with cranberries and black currant.
So, that'll be really good.
Yeah, we're going to be brewing that next week. So it'll be called High School Sweetheart. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. It'll be about 6%.
That should be really good. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no worries. Good talking to you, Mike.
To the Belgian Ales and 19 entries in this category. Number three, take a walk, Wit from Yoda. Number two, Dimwin from the Parkside Brewery. Sutton LLB. And I have Carlos Mendez. Carlos is the head of Richard Gould's Sutton LLB's craft brewery practice group, the only one of its kind in Canada. If you need legal advice for a brewery, talk to them. And they're going to announce the winner for us tonight.
So, I had a lot of bunch of stuff here about the process for judging the award, blah, 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 blah. Basically, we go through the breweries that get the top scores and the top awards, get shortlisted, give you a bunch of great information about who they are, what their story is, where they want to go. Me and my team pick what we think is the best food brewery in BC. So we had a lot of great entries this year. Really, really honored to be part of this. And so without further ado, I'd like to present the 2017 Richard Gould Sutton Award for the best new brewery in BC to Backcountry Brewing.
Oh, I'm Ryan Orr. I'm the owner of Sauk Oceanside Brewery.
Well, it's your first year of operation right now.
Yeah.
How's it been?
Insane. Absolutely insane. We've been really busy, crazy busy, barely keep up, you know. Like, the story with a lot of breweries, most breweries, sure, it seems, in this market. So it's been pretty unreal. Yeah.
You're the first brewery to open up in Sauk.
Yeah.
There will be two, but you're the first one to open up.
Yeah.
So it's been good in town?
Oh, absolutely. The reception's been unbelievable. I'll say better than I expected. To be honest, I thought we were going to have a bit of a job of converting people because, you know, Lucky's like the biggest seller out there in Bud. So opening a brewery in that kind of market, I won't say it worried me. It didn't worry me.
Yeah.
But I just thought, okay, we're going to have a bit of an uphill climb getting people to come around. But it's unbelievable, man. We're just,
awesome.
We're like, when we first opened, like I say, we couldn't be open more than 3 days a week because we were selling every drop of beer we could make.
That's awesome.
So,
that's a great problem to have.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your core lineup right now then?
Our core lineup is the Renfrew Red Ale, the silver medal winner just here tonight. And then we have our Springboard IPA, our Stiff Jab Pale Ale, and our Bonfire Blonde Ale as well.
Awesome.
That's our core lineup. And then we always have two others that are either rotating seasonals, R&D batches,
nice,
as well. Yeah.
Where can people find your beer so far?
Right now, just the core four are in Bombers, and they're all over private liquor stores on the island.
Okay.
Lots of them. A couple government stores, just locally.
Yeah.
And we're not on the mainland quite yet. I want to get here, but baby steps.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't want to overstep, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, cheers. Thanks a lot.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, time for the Creative Industry Awards. I'm going to announce these are going to be, we're going to have some presenters up here as well. The first award presented by West Coast Canning for Best Can Design goes to Dome's Craft Brewing Company with the Crystal West. All right, up next. For Best Bottle Design presented by Great Middle Box Company. And the award goes to, for Best Bottle Design, Steamworks Brewing Company with the Barrel Aged Series Imperial Stout. You're welcome. For Best Packaging, do we have Great Little Box Company Stand Stage?
No.
For Best Packaging, they've already been up here. Don't Craft Brewing Company with the Happy Pack.
Can you introduce yourselves?
All right, yeah, Will Conan's here from Hops Connected.
And Stefan Lillos from Hops Connect.
Awesome. So you guys, obviously the hops, what do you guys do for the industry?
We bring in, I think, some of the top hops for these breweries. We have a chance to be able to work with some of the top breweries across Canada, and we love it. It's the best industry there is to be a part of.
Totally agree. What are some of the exciting hops you guys get in right now?
Right now, personally, I'm the most excited about Enigma. It's a new hop out of Australia, from HBA. It's pretty similar to like a Nelson Sauvin.
Nice.
Big, like,
that's
white,
a really
grape
hard,
flavor.
Hard hop to get right now.
It definitely is. Yeah, so we have limited amounts coming in, but we still have some available, and I think it's going to be the next big one for us.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what else do you guys have going on right now?
Right now we have Sasquatch hop. So that's the very first Canadian patented hop. There's only
nice.
Ever one first, and we have it.
That's awesome.
We have about 15,000 pounds, or 15,000 plants being propagated right now. So we're hoping to put it in the ground in the spring.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we'll release it next summer. I think we might want to wait a full year just to let them, like, get their roots set and so we can hit the levels and stuff.
That makes sense. Yeah. What kind of flavors comes out of that one?
It's So it's pretty similar to like it's like a mixture of like Topaz, Chinook, Cascade. It's a little bit piney, spicy, but also nice. Fruity, and it sits around 16% alpha acid.
So it's really good for like a West Coast IPA then,
yeah.
Probably?
Oh yeah, totally, yeah.
Nice.
Definitely, yeah.
Where can people find you guys on the internet?
At hopsconnect.com, or at saleswest@hopsconnect.com.
Perfect, cheers. Yeah.
Beauty.
Present the award for best tap handle, and the award goes to Steamworks Brewing Company. I was only here to present best website, and the award goes to Fieldhouse Brewing. For best social media, presented by Agency Media. Agency Media will come on the stage. And the best social media award goes to Backcountry Brewing.
My name's Kemp, I'm with Boombox Brewing.
So you guys are sort of a contract brewery. You're out of Dogwood right now.
Yep.
Tell people a little bit of what you do.
So we brew a lot of IPAs. Eventually we want to increase our sour production program like we had. We brewed at Callister last year for a year. We're kind of limited on controlled by temperature right now, so the warehouse is too cold to start our sour program, so we won't be doing that till the spring. So in the meantime, we're turning over a lot more sours, and we're hoping to have a chocolate coconut milk stout in time for Christmas coming up.
Nice. Well, you're known for your juice bombs right now. Maybe tell us a little bit about that. Like, what do you have in the pipeline? What do you got going on right now?
Sure, yeah. We're constantly trying to update and improve each beer. We really like the like kind of drier, fruitier, juicier beers, kind of the New England style beers. We're actually brewing tomorrow. We're on a tight 2-week schedule, so we're always brewing. Because we only have one tank, we have a very tight turnover. So tomorrow we're brewing a 6% pale ale. It's going to have an experimental hop in it, a lot of Simcoe. The next week, tomorrow we're also releasing batch 2 of Radseeker, which won the People's Choice today. We brought in a advanced batch of it to release, and it was the one that won the Specialty IPA Bash 1. Then next week we're releasing a new IPA called Wizard Mode. It's a beer we brewed at Callister. It a lot different hop bill than what we normally do. It features Denali, Motueka, and Eldorado hops. It's a beautiful beer. Super excited about releasing that next week. And we're gonna do a couple more IPAs and then the stout.
Awesome. Well, cheers. Congratulations on the award.
Thanks, Mike.
It's time to announce the Brewers Challenge. Go ahead, Brewers. This is the second annual Brewers Challenge, with breweries presenting their best smash beer. Judging your place today, I walked in and they said, "What kind of brewery do you have? What kind of experience do you have? What's your brewing number?" I'm like, "I think it's Stephen Quinn-like, but better, or God." I said, "Super duper super dinosaur." Joe's like, "Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you, Joe." We like tasty things. We powered through. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Crohn's Brewers Challenge. I had nothing to do with this, back me up. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is Postmark Bohemian Pilsner Smash Shazam and Pilsner Malt! It's now time for the best in show from the Country Malt Group. The top beers from each category are committed to Battle Royale style, substance, and finesse. Until a panel of judges agrees on a sole victor. Zara Flex again. And your winner is a celebration, present the People's Choice Award. The winner is Boombox Brewing Red Secret! From Newman Systems, we have the Innovator of the Year Award. You've heard the name several times tonight. I can't remember how many times. The winner, Twin Sails Brewing!
I'm Clay from Twin Sails Brewing, man.
So, how does it feel? You guys, you started out with the sort of the German-inspired beers. You switched it up a little bit. You just won Innovator of the Year at the BC Beer Awards. What do you think?
You know what? We push a culture at our brewery where, you know, regardless of the cost of what it takes to make a beer, we want to be creative and innovative and want to be fun about what we do. We have a lot of fun at the brewery. Like, it's... We don't take ourselves too seriously. We don't take beer too seriously either.
Yeah.
We take enjoyment and fun and just loving what we do is the highest, most important thing at our brewery. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's cool to win it. Like I said, I don't expect much coming to these things.
Yeah.
You know, we do a lot of stuff that's very off category. So when you come to an award show that's judged by the brewing category requirements. I don't expect much, you know, that's not what we brew, it's not what we do. So I guess it speaks to that Innovator of the Year. We like to tread the thin red line, and that's what we do, and it's
sure.
It's fun. It makes it fun.
Exactly. You guys have been doing like those Northeast Juice Bombs every week, like a new release, and now you've kind of switched over to doing some more like porters and adjunct stouts and all that.
Yeah.
Maybe could you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it speaks to seasonality. I mean, it's that time of year. We love every kind of beer. We're not subjected to anything. And if we see something that we can do that's really cool, really out there, it's different from what other people are doing, we're going to head in that direction. And it's fall. It's winter. We got a lot of stouts coming out. We got 16 already planned for this fall and winter. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. I mean, double IPAs, we're not going to stray away from them. But we're going to focus a bit on something else the next few months.
Awesome.
That's what we want to do.
And maybe we talk on quickly, you guys swept the Imperial IPA category.
Sure
maybe
did.
Talk on that a little bit.
That was unreal. We did not expect that. I mean, you know, we submitted a few beers in that category, I'll be honest. I mean, we do a lot of them, especially for the summer. But it was pretty unreal. It was surreal to see that happen.
Pretty jacked about that. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the second 10 barrel brewery of the year. Yeah. You may ask yourself how it is judged. No, you don't. I'm just going to tell you.
No, you don't know.
So shut up and listen. It's in the point system. 3 for gold, 2 for silver, 1 for bronze. But you may ask, what about breweries who are under 50 beers? Bomber. Versus breweries you only under 5, etc. Entries will be weighted to even things up. Points will be, one will be divided by the total number of beers entered by their brewery to determine the final score. If we have a tie, it goes to the one who has the most gold medals. For those of you who are arts grads, we all know what's our phrase. I was told there would be no math. Who's good at drum rolls? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not that, it's the winner. The Tampa Barrel Brewing of the Year for the 2017 BC Beer Awards! Mount Aerosmith Brewing Company!
Congratulations to all the winners of the 2017 BC Beer Awards. Every award won was well deserved. A huge shout out from me, personally, to Twin Sails Brewing for being voted Innovator of the Year, and to Boombox Brewing for being voted CBC People's Choice Award. I would also like to bring attention to the fact that two rookie breweries brought home huge prizes, with Mount Aerosmith Brewing bringing home Brewery of the Year, and Backcountry Brewing bringing home Rookie of the Year. I cannot think of a time when different breweries brought home these two awards. Keep an eye peeled on all of our separate blogs, as many of us at Pacific Beer Chat. We're at these awards, and we'll be writing about it, I am sure. We hope you've enjoyed your journey at the BC Beer Awards, and you can find more information at bcbeerawards.com. Thanks. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Find our show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, YouTube, or your favorite podcast site or app at Pacific Beer Chat. Please leave us a review as it helps spread the word about the show and helps new listeners find our episodes. You can find Pacific Beer Chat on social media at Pacific Beer Chat on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us an email at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com with any feedback or comments. We'd love to hear from you. You can also find us at pacificbeerchat.com. We are part of the Hopped Up Network, an international craft beer podcast network. If you enjoy this craft beer-focused show or any other craft beer-focused shows, check out hoppedupnetwork.com. And thanks to Tim of craftbeertourist.com for designing our brand new logo. Thanks to Kevin Ems of Conundrum for allowing us to use the song Lothian in the intro to the podcast. You can find Conundrum on Instagram and Facebook at Music of Conundrum. You can also find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. To play us out, here is the full version of Lothian. Cheers. Thank you.
say this, but I'm going to. For God's sake, nobody, and I mean nobody, drink and drive. Get home safe. Bus passes are available at the coat check. I will be very